Welcome to Primary Attribute, or a Castling Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons. Vons is our furry little fox folk alchemist friend. He and I both use he/him pronouns, and right now he's just hoping that all of this wetness doesn't get him pneumonia.
Sure, fair. I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she, they pronouns. And Jesse is just so incredibly glad to see Wealthy and so incredibly shocked to see Gex.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And once Wealthy wakes up, she's going to be very happy to be home.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns. And Grix is glad that Wealthy's back and nothing is going to go wrong ever again.
Yay.
that's the way this works.
Yeah, Primary Attribute would now be the Happiness and Sunshine podcast. Just nothing but good things for the characters, somehow. But all right, if you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. A lot of things happened last time, and also very little happened last time. In the Prime Universe, we had Grix, Vons, and Jesse trying to fix the mechanisms of the portal room to try to assist in whatever it was that Wealthy was doing to try to get back. That worked pretty okay. Pretty well, actually. Then in the Green Day universe, Wealthy, Vons, Grix, and Frymeath arrived at the cabin on the lake, took a sailboat out to the location of the portal, and Wealthy started doing the spell. She eventually made the spell work, but only after someone on the shore was shooting at her and shot Frymeath, grazed Grix, shot Gex twice, shot the sailboat, and Gex went into the water. And when the spell finally did open the portal, Wealthy jumped in, went through the tunnel, dragging Gex behind her, and made a side trip for the knife from the original Halloween episode, and eventually got back to the actual location of the drowned arcs. Having slightly drowned herself, we revived her, we revived Gex, and now we're just waiting for all of this water to drain out of the magical portal room in the drowned arcs. And that's where we left it.
Yeah, okay, so all of you are real damn cold as the water drains away from you, because shockingly, the lake in Washington during a rainstorm was not the warmest thing ever.
In October, November.
Yeah.
So, but it does drain away. You feel your clothing tug along with it. The floor is still slick, but the room is at a slant, and all of it does eventually drain away into the available hallways and or cracks in the mountain, because this place is in rough shape. So you're cold, you're wet, you're underwater, although in a pocket of air. And what would you like to do?
Wealthy, you're back.
I am still unconscious, aren't I?
Oh, yep.
Yep, okay.
Yes, yeah. I've put Wealthy down on the floor because previously I had thrown her over my shoulder just to keep her out of the water.
The ultimate medical carry. Fireman. But okay, so yeah, you have an unconscious Wealthy. Do you want to do anything about that, or are you just going to try to wait it out?
Vons is sorting through his bag for something pungent.
How long does that take?
Not very long at all.
I would feel like not very long.
Vons just holds the whole bag under her nose.
Oh, God.
You fall unconscious again. You're in the negatives.
Oh, is she? Oh, yeah. I thought I healed her up to zero.
You healed Gex up to zero, from what I remember.
I healed Gex up to zero because he looked like he was actively very dying.
Gex was actively bleeding out. Wealthy was...
Yeah, bad.
I don't have any more Cure Light Wounds potions at all.
Nah, I'm at bingo.
I don't know what that means.
I got nothing. I got zero.
Well, does she look like she needs more than a Cure Light Wounds to get her to zero?
Depends on the quality of your Cure Light Wounds potion.
Oh, shush.
Just saying, you used to roll ones all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to try one of these Cure Light Wounds is then.
All right. 2d4.
Let me just knock this off of my... right there. One on his leg.
Yeah, so 2d4 plus nothing, because that plus one was actually from 5th edition. I got it mixed up.
Okay, 2d4. Got a 2 plus a 3. That's 5.
You get Wealthy just to 0.
Hooray!
Wealthy, you are barely conscious. You can talk with effort. You can crawl if you really want to. But that's about it.
The only thing that's really on my mind at this moment is Gex. Did you save Gex? Did you find Gex?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dead and you're haunted.
Yeah, you got him. He's still an asshole. And then I fall back unconscious.
Oh, yeah. So, Gex, hey, man, are you okay? Like, do you need... I don't know what else we got, but, like, you know, we can help you or whatever you need.
I'll heal up eventually.
Cool.
At roughly the same rate that Wealthy will, assuming you don't all have a bunch of potions or...
Ah, well, tomorrow I can help you all out. It got better than Cleric. You got an engineer. I can rebuild you. Better, stronger.
Faster.
He has the technology, I think.
Uh-huh.
And teeny tiny robot legs.
A 6 million gold piece lizard.
Is this the Grix from our universe? I'm concerned suddenly.
Yeah, what? Yeah, it's me.
What do you mean, universes? Our universe?
Universes?
Plane.
You gotta fill us in. What happened?
Yeah, like, what did happen? Because, like, why were you, like, just a... Just like a projection of yourself when you came back here, man.
And why are you visible?
Yeah, why are you visible? Also, like, you're so pretty.
Thanks. There's no magic in the place we were.
Oh.
Well, very little of it. And then Wendy here tried to summon me.
Hey, man, you know her name. Hey, man, but, like, you know her name.
Okay, she's unconscious, right? Right.
Maybe you could just, like, be, like, not a dick.
I should go back to the other place. People were nicer there.
So there was a me there?
Yeah, you told me to tell them they were cool.
Oh.
Were they? Because, like, you're real injured, man. Seems like they were not as nice.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like you got hit by some arrows, but did you pull them out already?
They were like arrows, but small and metal and way faster than arrows.
Whoa.
Oh. What?
What's faster
fuck?
Than arrows?
Like a crossbow bolt?
If that crossbow was powered by explosions, kind of.
Grix has
like
in
a cannon.
Eyes.
Like a cannon. But that's really tiny for like a cannon.
Tiny cannon.
Also, as we all know, there are no cannons around on the arcs, so.
Well, but like we're aware of the fact.
Yeah, they're just lost technology. Hard to build.
Yeah.
Well, and the waste of gunpowder. You can't hit anything with a cannon.
But yeah. So we went there, and then you hear the story of the past several episodes.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
That's fucking crazy, man.
Do we think they're okay? like, can they win?
Like, I don't know.
Like the other us?
Well, like Zepbons has a sword, so.
Oh, yeah, but
and
it sounds
like
this.
Really brave?
It sounds like this explosive tiny crossbow cannon is real bad. And
yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
Jesse looks at Arvons and is like, so, like, you could be brave. There's, like, a version of you that's, like, brave.
Shut up.
Jesse looks sheepish.
Come on, Vons. Every day is the first day of the rest of your life. This is your chance. You can be inspired and stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to go home now, actually.
I'm pretty sure Vons' philosophy on life is, today is the last day of the entire life that I have currently lived. I'm about to die.
So just death of the self every day? That's rough. I'm pretty sure that's not what death of the self actually is, but I don't remember.
Pretty sure it's not. Don't remember either. It's what it is on our podcast.
At least in this one specific circumstance, because you could interpret that phrase that way if you wanted to, despite its normal meaning. Language is flexible. Don't add us. Yeah, you're probably right. You'll get it someday, Vons.
I'm fine. What? I'm awesome. That Vons didn't have a sandwich shooter.
Jess, no. Eric exchanges a meaningful glance with you at Vaughn's statement of, I'm fine and awesome.
Yeah, Jesse just stares. It's fine.
Just let it slide, I guess.
Well, I feel bad, but like, also, I mean, if there's other universes and other us's, I don't know if we can always care about, like we can't protect every version of ourselves.
I thought you said that, like, the version of the guy from our universe, like the old guy, Frymeath, was like a dick to you here?
It's complicated.
Oh. Well, you should tell me how, like, in what way?
He got nicer.
Oh. Well, that's good. Yeah. Sounds like he got nicer in the other world, too, then.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Maybe he got a bit of a head start on working through all his emotional trauma or whatever. I couldn't tell you. I didn't exactly have his backstory.
Oh. Well, you should definitely get everyone's backstory next time.
Oh, yeah, because everyone is just going to be like, here's 10 paragraphs about my motivations because you were nice to me once.
What? That's not how you live your life? I feel like we should, now that they're, you know, not bleeding out or still currently completely being drowned, like, you know, still recovering from being drowned. I don't know. Should we leave and come back, or like, what should we do?
Oh yeah. What do you guys know about this place besides this room? Because
it's a crashed arcs.
Yeah. It's what that like giant like gouge out of the side of the island was.
Oh.
One thing I feel like I have noticed though that I think is like really weird is like I haven't noticed like any people. Like I haven't like noticed any like bodies.
I mean, depending on how long it's been here, predators might have eaten it or something. Decomposed.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like, I'm curious, like, did they get off the Ark somehow before it crashed? Or, like, is there a magical ship sailing the skies somewhere else that we don't know about?
I bet not.
Yeah, probably not. But, like, I don't know. I'm just curious.
You've seen one.
What?
Magic flying ship?
Yeah. I'm saying I'm betting that there's not others. Like, I'm doubting that all the Arcs has decided to create a conspiracy to let the, you know, elite survive on a flying ship.
I just meant I wouldn't dismiss it completely, is all.
Okay. Thanks, CK. Stand in.
That felt so much like you gave a little sarcastic salute at the end. Good God. Could everyone else see that in their heads?
Yeah.
For some reason, I saw Michael Palin doing it. I don't know why.
Oh, that's interesting.
My pedantry has been Gex's undoing. Oh, yeah. Maybe they all jumped off and it went low over the water. No, wait. That's really stupid.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean...
Listen, I'm like half conscious here.
Yeah, that's fair. People who have player characters... What do you think we should do right now?
I'm torn. I think part of me wants to like try to do something to help our other dimensional selves if we can. And part of me is just like, that's fascinating. On with our lives.
I personally don't see anything we could do to help them.
Yeah. I mean, if I could get this thing fired up and we could go over, or we could like maybe create a portal to pull them, like to let them escape through.
Oh God! What if there were two Grixes and two Vonses?
I don't remember super well how the machine worked exactly, and I'm not sure how much it was the machine working and how much it was Wealthy doing stuff or what. So, do I think that I could create a portal that people could come through?
You kind of set it up to receive, given that there was magic flowing into it, and you weren't casting any magic, and there's very little magic left in this arcs,
right?
So somebody would
need to be juicing it from the other side.
Or you would need to find a way to juice it from here. And even then, you kind of were having the advantage of essentially just spinning a radio dial to like get the right station.
Yeah.
Versus trying to broadcast to someone else's already tuned radio.
Right.
It's possible it would be very hard.
Oh, hang on. Here's an idea. Did Wealthy leave anything? Did she give anything maybe like to any of the people over there? Oh, I wish we... She's not awake enough to ask, right?
You assume that Kelly would remember.
Well, I mean, Wealthy would.
Wealthy would. Kelly can't remember shit.
Yeah.
But
I'm
like,
wondering if maybe you gave Vaughn's some extra seed cakes in the car for him to
No, I was I spent the whole time complaining that there were no seed cakes.
All right, fine. Yeah. You know what I mean.
Yes. I can't remember if I gave anybody anything. Although there would probably be.
If only the CK would let you retcon things.
Or did somebody over there give you anything?
Well, I'm wearing all these clothes.
The clothing, yeah.
Oh.
I'm sure.
I don't know if that would count. Did Wealthy get a weapon from Jesse's store?
No.
No, okay. All I had was a magic wand.
Do you have that book?
I probably left that on the boat.
Yeah. How'd you make a check to keep a hold of and or notice that the book had fallen out of your possession?
Okay.
Didn't explain that what it was at the time, but...
So I'm... well, then maybe the clothes. Can I use the clothes maybe to, like, the fanny pack? I take the Hello Kitty fanny pack and I...
Oh, you can try, yeah.
Basically, I need a real high roll, right?
Yeah. Gex also goes, that's not strong enough. They had some of her blood at the medical place.
Oh.
They were testing it or whatever. I don't know if they throw it out or drink it or what, but it might still be there.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming that there's still some blood on Wealthy somewhere. So I'm going to, or some of the bandages that we have around, I'll
grab
some of those and toss those into the ring too.
All three of their blood would probably be on her.
That's true. Yeah, I put a lot of blood of unknown sources and the Hello Kitty fanny pack in the circle is a normal thing to say in a D&D game.
All right. What spell slots do you currently have available to you?
All right, starting from the top. Well, this one's pretty good. Humanoid finding.
I mostly just need spell levels.
Oh, 5, 2 fours, 3 threes, 2 twos, and 4 ones. So that's 4,
almost all of
8, 17, 25, 30 level, 30 total spell levels.
Jesus. All right.
And I'm not counting cantrips in there.
Yeah. So 30.
Or 25 if I use humanoid finding as itself.
That would make things easier. And then for every 5 levels of spell slot you spend beyond that, I'll let you add a d6 to your roll.
Seriously?
Yes, and I'm going to regret this, so real fast. So just tell me how many spell slots you're spending.
25.
Okay.
Oh god, I needed it. Holy shit, that was a shitty roll. So several of those...
You didn't roll
a
1.
No, I did not roll a 1.
Oh good. You rolled a 2.
I rolled a 3.
Okay.
Ooh.
But the total is 17 plus intelligence? Or...
I mean, intelligence and level, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So that's 27, right? 28.
All right. Grix, you go and you tune this thing, and you're using the components that you put in there, and you're using humanoid finding.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a connection, technically. It's doing that oscillating and sparking and flickering thing that seems unsafe, but it's there. You just don't know if there might be issues going through it or if it's going to be stable.
Well, I figure it's better than staying around and being shot by the tiny hand crossbow cannon. So I'm going to... can I see anything through the portal? Or, is it...
It's
like a visible
opaque.
Type portal? Or
it's opaque. Okay. You would need to... Like, the... It's this, kind of long, oblong shape. But that shape itself is opaque. You'd need to, stick your head in to see to the other side.
Oh, God. Okay. Yep. Why not?
All right. Lucky you. Okay, you stick your head through.
There was a decapitation chance there, wasn't there?
Of course.
There was a fumble chance. I didn't roll it, so... All right. You stick your head through to the other side.
Yeah.
You look out on a lawn west of a White House. There is a mailbox here, and there are 3 very bedraggled people dragging themselves up out of the water, 2 of whom look injured. You recognize yourself, Vaughn's, and Frymeath, and Roll another thing. Okay. And you see, you hear something crack in the distance, and a portion of the dirt near one of them just explodes.
Ah, that's bad. I'm going to cast message real fast and tell them, hey, quick, there's an exit over here.
Oh, God.
Exits are good.
All three of them look around.
I mean, wouldn't it be up to the choice of the people, like, who have player characters in that?
That's well, fair. That doesn't... I mean, obviously we're going to choose that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I feel like it makes sense for Ian to make the call here.
Okay, that's fair. I was just...
Yeah, I was just rolling to see if they figured out where over here was.
Oh, that's also true, too. Yeah. I shoot a light up in the air.
All right. Grix?
Yeah.
Make a constitution check.
Why? What, are you a cop?
If you're a cop, you have to say it.
How many D6s do I add?
None.
Fuck. Oh, 19 on the die.
All right. Casting magic in this world feels real weird and real bad.
It probably only works because I'm half in the other one.
Maybe, but it just, it's kind of your head spins for a second, but you get it back together real quick. It's just, that was cool. Uncomfortable. But nothing terrible happens. All right, so Green Day Vaughn and Green Day Vix, Grix, because I guess I'm just sticking to this naming convention at this point, do notice and start running toward you. And Frymeath is tagging along behind them.
I wonder if my light would have any effect on Mendoza's, like throwing a light up in the air and like out would maybe distract Mendoza or like.
Yeah, you do hear another crack, but.
Cast funky shadows.
Wherever it went.
Okay.
It was not impacting you nor any of these people.
I'll back up and let them come through.
All right.
Whit and all right, Adam, this is about to get weird.
Would Vons and Grix of this other universe go through this portal?
I mean, someone's shooting at us and we just saw Wealthy go through it. And
this portal seems much safer, actually.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I think so. Green Day Vons would totally, yeah.
Okay. Whit and Adam, both roll a d20 for me and just tell me what you get on the die.
Two.
13.
All right.
I don't know why that sounds ominous.
And things get real weird because Vons, Grix, and Frymeath from this other universe.
Oh, is this a fly situation?
Come stumbling into the room, and Grix, your portal sparks and fizzles and kind of explodes into kind of like a plasma ball. A lot nice. Of cool lightning, and then it collapses down to nothing.
Cool.
Oh, whoa. Hi.
All right, Green Day Vaughn and Green Day Vaughn and Green Day Grix, what do you say? This person looks a lot like the owner of that one store you went to.
Oh, hey. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Jesse?
Don't touch them. They'll like create a singularity and explode.
What? What's a singularity?
I'm not entirely sure myself. I just like it'll like make a black hole or something. I'm sure of it.
Oh. Well, okay.
Atoms aren't supposed to be in two places at the same time.
Wait, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, Adams.
Which Vons is talking right now?
Oh, that's totally Green Day Vons.
Okay.
Y'all made this hole for yourself.
I mean...
Frymeath raises his currently properly functioning arm and goes, if any of you have clean bandages or medicine, I would really appreciate it right now.
Oh, yeah. I look at Prime Vons, the alchemist, and go, he has some.
Yeah.
They might even be clean.
Yeah, here.
Jesse does some,
bandages or a potion?
Oh, Vaughn's just, like, while staring at Green Day Vaughn's, just kind of absentmindedly holds his bag out.
I believe we are bingo on... Sorry, I keep saying that. I believe that we are entirely out of potions, so we'll be just...
That'd make sense.
Because we were trying to help Wealthy and Gex.
I will mention that I do have a pouch, and there may be potions in there.
And Vons has got some.
I'll look through Wealthy's Hello Kitty pouch.
Wealthy, which potions did you have on you?
I have two cure light wounds, a remove fear, a feather fall. No, I'm sorry. I have two cure light wounds, one water breathing, and one mending wound. There's also something else.
I'll take a cure light wounds.
Hold up.
Are they somewhere in the stretch pants? What's going on?
No, there's a Hello Kitty. There's a Hello Kitty fanny pack.
Right.
Okay. There is, in fact, only one cure light wounds at this point, and the mending glue appears to be missing. But the water breathing is still there, and one of the cure light wounds is still there.
Okay.
Someone may have gone through your pouch while you were initially unconscious and in a hospital for a couple of days.
That is entirely possible.
But yep, one of the cure light wounds made it through, so.
We'll give that to Frymeath, I guess. I don't really understand how unstable he is at the moment.
He looks at it and goes,
"Oh, you drink it, man."
What does it do after I drink it?
It like fixes your don't worry about problems.
Kind of looks at
lightly,
a little bit.
I'm sure I have more problems than this can solve, but okay.
I mean, it doesn't hurt. Yeah, it's always good to always get more health.
Rather, definitely takes the cork out with his teeth because his one arm is being held up against his chest because he got shot like right below the shoulder. So managed to avoid apparently any super major arteries, but it's still bad. But he drinks it. And Jesse, why don't this time you roll the 2d4?
Oh, rad. Okay. Yeah. That is 4 total.
All right. Frymeath looks disturbed, but not ungrateful as his wound appears to at least stop bleeding and heal up somewhat. He still looks hurt, but he's now definitely stable.
Yeah, see? It's good for you.
So, like, so your Frymeath is what I'm getting, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. I'm Jesse. I heard that you met me in the other place, which is pretty cool. I like that. Apparently there's another you here.
Yeah.
But like real far away from where we are right now. And currently we're actually like underwater.
Yeah. Well, this is true. All this is true.
At least there's no bullets here. So that's a start.
Yeah.
I
don't really know like what we're going to do with you.
Yeah, but, I don't either. How to catch you up exactly. I don't know how much Wealthy explained over there.
I explained to them where we are and why we're here and where we're on our way to and what we're trying to do there.
So you're trying to end the threat of this corruption.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're trying to get to Aya in order to like find the honey so we can like make a lot of this cure. Especially so we can, like, keep experimenting and make sure that we can actually, like, you know, use the cure. But
well, I suppose we're along for the ride.
Rad. So, like, what are your skills?
Are you asking that to the group or just to...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Grix Green Day, who has been listening to this, cracks in with a joke. So in this universe, first you get the honey, then you get the drugs. And then you get the women. Huh?
I don't know if you're going to get women. But, I mean, like, I feel like if you just, like, flirt with women, if that's your thing, then you'll get the women.
Yeah, sorry. We were watching Scarface in the dorm the other day.
Oh, like me?
Yeah, Jessie, yeah. Don't worry about it. Other Jessie people will find this joke real funny.
Giant scar on her face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Well, this has been like a really cool conversation.
Yeah,
like
sure
now
has.
Everyone seems to be out of like potions and like spells for today, and like I think we should just like camp out for a bit
down here. Or do we want to go back home?
This universe, Vons doesn't trust this place.
Did you guys bring enough water breathing potions for the whole class?
Oh shit.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, there, no, here's the thing.
Vaughn's brought a
Jesse
lot.
Jesse already had one Wealthy had one in her pack. Vaughn's made enough for the
He's packing 6.
Okay, then you're good.
Oh, then we're totally fine because we can split. Yeah. I do remember that Vaughn's definitely had enough for like
everybody.
Yeah,
you went a little overkill. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Who's not expecting we might need to use way more of them.
Who's ridiculously overprepared now?
Okay, so you guys have enough to get back if you want. You'll need to get out of this place first, though. But luckily for you, you're incredibly prepared. So the fact that the hallways at several points back to where you, like the exit you know, have flooded from the water from the lake, you can deal with that. So
So we'll need to take four like water breathings split between the seven of us to get back.
Yeah.
If we like divide them in half. So Adam, just mark off four. That'll be enough for us.
Yeah. Okay.
And since we need to like take them now so that we can actually go through some of these
Yeah, might as well.
Newly drowned halls.
So I need a D10 roll from each of the players as you make your way back through here.
That's a 4 for Jesse.
That's a 5 for Wealthy.
Sorry, a D what?
10.
Oh, sorry.
I am carrying Wealthy because she can't go on her own. And I thought that Gex was probably stable enough to like walk around on his own. Am I right in
Gex
that?
Gex is still at 0. He's at the same point that Wealthy is, if I remember. So
how heavy is Gex?
Roughly golden retriever size, so about that. Oh god.
Okay. Yeah. Gex can't help there.
I mean, he can kind of slowly doggy paddle, and basically any of you can just give him a little bit of a boost and he'll be able to get through. So like Vons can kind of just drag behind. Just drag him along a bit and he will be fine. You guys won't be going very fast, but you're not swimming away from anything super dangerous, so it's not important.
Great.
Adam, what did you get on the D10?
5.
Okay. Yep. You're all good. And you've dealt with the steep slope that's on the way up before, and there's enough of you, and there's probably enough rope that you get it figured out. And was Jesse going to do something on the way up? Sorry.
No, I was just trying to make sure that everybody, you know, got... anybody who needed to be carried could be carried, and like just really managing like all of the getting everybody around the like problems.
Yeah, it's slow going, but you have like 4 hours and this is of water breathing, and this is not a 4 hour long trip.
Yeah,
so yeah, relatively shortly later all of you are splashing up out of the waves onto the shore of this island.
All right.
Great. We'll go back to the village, I think.
Yeah, probably. And then back to the ship after?
Yeah.
Do we have anything else we need to do over here?
Well, we were exploring, but I feel like we need to just stop that and chill the fuck out, because, like, it's not gone great for us exploring. And this is not the actual purpose that we got on the ship to begin with.
It's true,
so.
It's true. I did find my purple magic party sash, though.
That's
and
true.
And the crystal orb.
That is true.
And the magic pendant. I got a lot of magic stuff from that, so.
Also, because I find it funny and want to note it, Primeath is wearing a white dress shirt and just looks fantastic coming out of the ocean in that thing.
Oh, shut up. No, I already love him. Aaron as Aaron. I'm not.
Yeah. Anyway, so you go back to the village.
Yes. We'll, I don't know, go to bed.
Yeah, you succeed.
Jesse will, you know, keep watch.
Yeah, you can set up a watch rotation. But as you guys take watch, nothing happens in the night. You wake up.
Fuck.
Have 1 HP back, Wealthy.
Yay, okay, so I wake up.
Yeah, well, yeah, you wake up fully. You're at full movement now. Same with Gex. Don't get sneezed on, but you know, other than that, you're good.
Well, I sort of thought that maybe Grix would probably use a bunch of his potion, a bunch of his spell slots on healing today. Yeah, maybe. I can't speak for him, but that was a thing that he mentioned, that Whit mentioned.
Sorry, what did I mention?
Healing.
Healing.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. Shit,
spending
sorry.
A lot of time on healing.
Yeah, yes, yep. Yeah. I can burn, 4 cure light wounds.
Okay.
Because we said we were doing that today. So
Gex and Wealthy are the worst off by far.
Okay. 1, 2, Gex. Gex gets 7. Wealthy gets 4.
Thank you.
And okay. Anyone else?
Frymeath is still hurt. And then Gex and Wealthy, I believe, can both take another heal.
3 to Frymeath. And then probably Wealthy first.
Yeah.
I also imagine Gex can go invisible again.
He hasn't tried yet, or at least he's still visible.
Okay. Well, Wealthy gets another 5.
Okay. Welcome back to 10 HP, Wealthy. The double digits.
Yay!
But yes, after your healing, everyone looks much better.
Ian, can I also assume that in the course of like all of the resting that I've done, that I've regained like 4 HP from the 23 damage that I had?
Where did you take that damage? It's falling, right?
No, in the course of all of the things that have happened since we got to the island.
Okay. Yeah, give yourself back 4. That's about right.
So would that go for Vons as well? He's missing about 20 HP.
When did you get hurt? Was it?
I don't know.
Oh, I think he got hurt in the battle with the ooze monster.
Likely. I don't know.
Yeah, just give yourself back 4 as well, because you guys spent at least one day basically not doing anything.
Yes, we did, which was nice.
In terms of strain. So consider that, you know, rest under appropriate care, or at least close enough. And this universe's Grix can also heal 4 if you want.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I was having a bit of a fit earlier. Were we back at base?
You are back at the village. Yeah.
At the village. Okay.
There's a dust ball or a feather dust ball floating around.
A dusty feather friend.
Yeah, it shakes itself off. There's a little poof of dust. It's very cute.
I introduce Yaba to the new people.
Hey, new people. What do you react
whoa,
to?
Wow, that's cool.
Fucking feather sprite.
Oh, man. Grix would be very into it. I would be playing with it and petting it.
I'm awake now.
Yep.
And I'm very confused because I left Green Day, Grix, Vons, and Frymeath behind. Why are they here?
Portal's gonna portal, man.
They probably shouldn't stay here. We should probably do something about getting them back.
Hey, I turn to them and I'm like, you guys want to stay or go? Because, I mean,
somehow I feel like Green Day Vons didn't have a job over there anyway.
You're in college school, though.
Oh, right.
But we're on break.
Oh.
School's out forever.
I was going to sign up for classes, but...
Then he got isekai'd.
He did get isekai'd.
Man, I'm not sure if I get all that anime stuff.
It'll never catch up. Even though it already has by this point.
Yeah.
Very firmly, yes.
I think we should just keep going. And like, staying with this group seems like the best way to get home. Because, like, they have, like, a slightly vested self-interest in not, you know, letting harm come to an identical version of themselves. Like, well, just psychologically, that seems. But then also, like, they have skills that, you know, and they know the universe and can help us navigate, so.
And they're obviously a much higher level. Although they're wearing, like, look at what they're wearing. It's, like, made out of just, like, random stuff. Chunks of leather and
I don't know what you're talking about. I bought this in a store. I bought some of it in a store. My dad made my armor and he's like real good at that. So
from what Ms. Taylor told me, this dimension is low on available resources.
Ms. Taylor.
Wealthy?
Oh.
Yes.
Why'd you call her that though? You've known her for like a while.
Just roll with it, please.
Fine.
I'm currently considering whether going back and getting shot is a better option than staying here.
I mean, like, you were in real bad shape when you got here, so I feel like staying is probably the best idea.
It will be.
Don't you want to meet the, like, this universe's version of you?
Knowing me, I'm sure he will be charming and not suspicious at all.
I look at Wealthy. I'm like, you know I'm best. Is he going to be, like, weird?
Oh, God, they're both going to be weird.
It's going to be hilarious, though.
Hilarious if you're a half-orc. Terrifying if you're a halfling.
I'll just stand in front of you. It'll be fine.
I
can't pass up the opportunity to meet myself.
Hell yeah. Well, I guess we should probably, like, try to, you know, rally today and then, like, head back to the ships tomorrow, because... I mean, I want to make sure everybody's going to be, you know, okay to travel. Everybody looks a little still not great. And also, like, you know, in the next day or so, we can get you guys some supplies. Make you some bags or something from around.
Yeah, I got a spare dagger if anyone needs it.
Oh, yeah, there's that spear.
Oh, yeah, there's that spear.
You're going to give that to Wealthy. Oh, and like, what about... Okay, metally, I would like to do a an inventory of all of the things
that
we received in the time that Wealthy was away, because it's kind of a lot.
Oh, real quick. Wealthy, give yourself an extra 2 HP.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right.
I need to figure out exactly how this will adjust your stats, but for now, just treat it as extra 2 HP that you healed.
I have very specific ideas about where this should head, so I'm curious to see what's going on, what's going to happen.
I say, that said, as you reentered this world, it appears that those black veins on you are gone.
I'm going to go back.
That's worth noting.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I'm going to go back inside myself and I'm going to say, Sidroa?
Yes.
Okay, I noticed I don't have the black arm anymore, and I was curious to see whether or not you were still here. Do you know what's up with that?
A benefit of merging.
Okay. Well, thanks for making me feel better.
It makes us feel better as well.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know, I mean this is the way you live, but it's really weird for me, so it's gonna take me a while to get used to this.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go back now.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
What did it look like when Wealthy was talking to Sidroa in her mind?
Wealthy, make a charisma check.
Yeah, because that's my best. 23.
Okay. Wealthy gets real still for a second. And is kind of staring at nothing, but comes back pretty fast.
And when she does, Vons is there waving in front of her glassed over eyes.
It was like a couple seconds.
Jesse is like, what was that? Are you okay? Oh my god, what's going on with your ooze monster?
The ooze monster's name is Sidroa, and apparently we're emerging, and... it'll make me smarter and stronger, and I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Jesse is horrified.
Yeah, this is pretty upsetting. Yeah, Wealthy.
Fucking horrified. Oh my god.
We need to talk about this later.
I should have chopped off your arm when I had the chance.
No, I'm very glad you didn't.
You seem like real calm about it, but you weren't before.
Oh, that's no. Because that's because. Oh, okay, listen. You calm down. Calm down. Okay. I feel much better. You can see I don't have the black arm.
That's it stops the ooze spreading. Monster feel... talking.
The ooze monster wants to eat evil. There's evil here. That's why we came. That's part of the reason why we came back. Part of the reason we came back was because I miss being at home. Because that place is weird.
Is the ooze monster in the room with us now?
Yeah, he's, you know, it's in my head. I don't know what it sees.
Come out and talk to us itself?
Give me a second. Can you do that?
out from underneath the back of Wealthy's shirt, kind of up the collar, and sticking out over her shoulder, there's basically a little, if you had an ooze monster sneak with his face, but without any real definition to the details, just the overall shape.
Oh, gross. God, that's freaking me out.
Copyright note. Legally distinct from yes. Venom, the Marvel character.
No obvious eyes, for one thing. No fangs either. This is really just kind of a triangular head on a...
Fuck, that's creepy. So, like, what's your deal, man?
Consume evil.
Yeah, oh. Okay. But, like, what about other stuff?
Make hosts stronger?
Huh.
Do you know about this thing? I point the spear at it.
So you're holding the spear?
Yeah.
It just looks curious. And the spear goes, what is this?
Did you know each other?
No, but I like them.
Oh. Oh, yeah?
Oh, fuck. Grix is talking to that spear thing again. God damn it.
Does everyone in your dimension talk to themselves to something inside their head?
I hold up my arm. Hey, Lane, what do you think about this?
Oh god, it's been so long since I've been on camera.
What's my voice?
I mean, it seems fine. Wait, do you mean the spear or the...
Mostly I was joking about how, like, I have yet another thing I can talk to in my head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Just to pile on more. Hey, Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
You hear from just to your left.
Oh, God.
Fuck your back. Jesus Christ. It's your friend.
I'm going to turn around. I'm going to look at her, and I'm going to ask to draw it. Is she evil?
Yes.
Okay. We're not going to eat her right now, because she works for somebody I know is evil, so.
Consume. Management?
Management is always evil.
There's always an eviler fish.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Wealthy, do you want the spear?
Does your spear want me?
Well, it wants a thing in you.
Can you use a spear as a wizard?
No. The most I can use is a dagger.
Can Vons use a spear? Because otherwise, I think we should just give it to one of the other, like, the second Vons, or the second Grix, or the second Frymaith.
Second Vons has a katana. I don't think he's worried about spear.
That's true.
Second Grix has a rubber katana. I don't think he's worried about spears.
Yeah, I don't think he's worried about that.
No, actually, what my second thought was, if nobody else can use it, I can use a quarterstaff, and the difference between a spear and a quarterstaff is largely academic.
I actually feel the same way, but Sidroa might be able. I don't know what Sidroa is going to do to my abilities. So
yeah, that's true.
That's something to defer to.
And Sidroa expressed interest in it when I showed it.
You were pointing a spear at it.
I'm going to give this to Wealthy for right now and see if she magically knows how to use it.
All right.
Like, does she immediately start
doing it?
I'll
hold it.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Wealthy Taylor. Who are you?
A spear used by heroes, the most worthy of which know my true name. Are you a hero?
Does everything talk here? Is that what's going on?
Yep.
I
mean, it didn't used to be that way, man. Like, this is a very new development, so far as I know. Also, there's this, like, pendant thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're going to go through all of our stuff. Okay. So I gave the Spear of Heroes to Wealthy. I also have my Illusionist Comprehend Languages scroll that I'm going to learn. Okay. And the magic pendant from the Witch's Hut.
Mm-hmm.
And the crystal orb from the Crashed Arcs.
Okay.
And the purple magic party sash.
You have one more thing.
Oh, well, then there's also a giant-ass pile of gold and treasure.
A different thing that you picked up.
Is it the urn? The
no,
sash?
You fell
Got
out
the
of
sash.
The ceiling for it.
That's the orb.
No, the orb was something that Grix jacked from the wall. Grix picked up a... like the
oh, the whatever the thing was that like exploded and made
the
Grix
small
fall.
Box.
Small box?
The small box that flashed.
Found, and then there was a flash, and then you were like, I will deal with this later.
Yeah, accurate. I forgot to write that down. Cool. Yeah, and then this thing. I shake it.
Hear something rattle lightly inside of it.
Can Sidroa and the spear talk to each other inside my head?
Do you introduce them?
Oh, God.
Basically, do you try to facilitate it, or do you
just
see if they do it?
Yes, I'm just curious to see whether or not they can talk to each other.
They start having a conversation.
All right. What do they talk about? I don't need to know the particulars, but just what are they talking about?
The spear wonders if Sidroa is a hero. Sidroa explains that it eats evil. The spear tries to make that jive with its definition of heroics and fails, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. if it's trying to define heroic, what does heroic mean to it?
Killing evil is a good start.
You would think, but you know.
Yeah, you get the impression that killing evil is a good start.
Well,
the
it's consuming the same thing as killing.
In this case, yes, actually, it was described definitely as.
Yeah, but
for further delving into that philosophy, watch Dungeon Meshy.
Or,
but yeah, they got off on a thing about whether Sidroa appoints itself to worthy people or makes other people worthy. that kind of thing. They get in the weeds.
Okay.
Cool.
In a way that wouldn't be interesting for radio. So we can move on from this conversation.
Okay. Okay. Then I'll let them talk, and I'll keep the spear.
Okay.
I'm open this box.
All right.
Open the box.
Yeah. I'm seeing if I can find. There we go. Okay. So you open the box.
Yeah.
You see a small metal plate with stamped lettering attached to the inside of the lid.
Okay.
Declaring this to be a box made by, or it just says, Easy Ed's Vampire Resistant Boxes.
Sorry?
Okay. Branded?
Yeah. See you need and you fill it. Also, there's a ring in there.
A ring in there. Seems like something to put on.
All right.
Nothing bad has ever happened from that.
No.
I put it on.
Grix, make an intelligence check.
Okay. Sorry, lost the tab. There it is. 22.
Okay. You don't know exactly what it does, but you know how to use it. Basically, you know the kind of way to like...
activate it.
Yeah, the kind of thought in your brain you need to activate it. The mental
button to push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know it needs a target, but you don't know what it does.
Okay.
If you have someone do cast identify, you would find out.
Yeah.
Or you can just
have that right now?
Start pointing at it and experimenting.
No, Wealthy's never had that. We've always had to go to
That's right.
Professor Jenkins to get stuff identified.
On the way back to the ship, if we come across any of those grayscale parrots again, I'm going to pop one with the ring.
Okay. Do you want to identify? Because you guys are taking like a downtime day, you said? Or are you heading back today? Okay.
Yeah, we need to rest up and heal.
Grix, do you want to finish transcribing comprehend languages today?
Yes, please.
Okay. And then you had some other items you were looking at. The orb is just one of the, if I remember right, it's just one of the sconce light orbs. I don't think it was anything super special.
I thought it was something more. You drew a lot of attention to it. And
where
when
did you get it?
The arcs.
Yeah, but which part of the arcs?
In the hallway.
I think that was just supposed to be a light sconce.
Just a light sconce. Okay. Yeah. Well, I have a light sconce.
It mostly grabbed attention because it was a glowing magic thing.
Right.
In a crashed ruin.
Okay.
So that's like a lamp.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Is it heavy?
Is that the Green Day Vons?
Mm-hmm.
Is it heavy? Is it worth me carrying around, or is this like a...
It's easy to carry.
Okay.
I think it's fine to keep it. We'll just have to like, you know, wrap it.
I'll make a cover
wrap
for it.
Wrap it real good.
Yeah.
I imagine this whole time Green Day Vons and Vons Prime are just subtly trying to one-up each other on like weird shit in their pockets. No.
Right.
Yeah, no, that checks out.
Sure, yeah.
Vons pulls out a lighter and he expects Vons Prime to be all impressed by fire. Because he's seen movies featuring cavemen and aliens. Like, you know, fire makers are scary and magical to these people, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice to see that Vons is problematic in every universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For a given value of nice, yes.
All right. And then you have your disco sass, which you have identified. You figured out the ring, given the spear away. Was there anything else on that list?
Also the feather necklace.
Oh, yes. I'm going to just say you probably need identify for that, or someone can put it on and experiment with it.
Who's carrying that one?
You were.
I think Grix has it.
Oh, really?
Because Jesse was like,
right. Jesse won't touch anything magical.
Yeah,
Jesse held out.
Yeah.
Held it out in front of her.
I think he just brought the box it was in, which is like here.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right. Okay. Heck with it. I'll put it on. Why not? Just do a lot of things all at once.
Break the legal limit of magical items to have equipped at one time and you explode. No. You feel something come over you, but you can't really figure out what. You would guess it's some sort of passive effect.
I try to fly.
You do not fly.
Okay. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to climb up a tree nearby, or like a big rock,
mm-hmm.
or something. You know, up like maybe 10 feet, and then jump off.
Can I have been like following Grix around? Because I knew that we were all like looking at all of these magical things.
Oh, I'm right there. Yeah, I don't think I'm.
Okay.
Grix, you land well and take 1 point of damage.
Biscuit.
Oh, man. What were you doing? Oh,
that was a featherfall thing.
Oh.
Ow.
Aw, oh, buddy.
I would
like to, we didn't get any of the gold. You guys didn't get any of the gold.
Yeah, no, we need to go get the gold. We should get the gold on our way
I
back.
I would like to be able to cast Lightning Bolt. Actually, I would like to be able to do Teleport.
It would be nice to not be broke for once in the whole game.
Yes, it would be nice not to be broke.
So, yes, we would like to scoop up gold on our way back to the ship. I'm not sure if it's on the way back. I had a tough time understanding the exact geography.
It's close by enough that you can do it as part of like your rest day without it being an issue, unless you're trying to haul back chests of it. Like, if you just all want to fill your belt patches, you're good.
Yeah, I think we'll do that. And then after we've done that, we'll... because we were proposing to just give the rest of it to Acetan as part of, like, repayment.
Yeah.
That was a thing that we
said. Just draw some kind of, like, arcane bloody rune around it and declare it his and leave.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you get directions from your ride-along representative and mark it all. Did you want to examine the chest that was tucked behind everything else and kind of hidden? It was locked.
Was that the one that we were worried was the bad?
No, this was... It's a different chest than the one that was pointed.
Oh, yeah,
to
this
you,
is the one. Yeah, that. Yes. Then yes.
Okay, it continues to
be locked. Wait, I thought that there was only one chest and that it was the bad chest.
No, there was
a second one. I when I was exploring the gold, Ian very covertly, and I didn't notice at all that it was significant, asked if I was going to scoot around the gold any. And so I said yes, and I found a second chest.
Yeah, it was tucked behind the altar thing. Yeah. So it was really
hard. But it was very close to the edge. So yeah. I was a little worried about.
Yeah, it's close to the edge and it's locked.
Yeah. How big is it?
It's like 6 feet long. It's a big, like, embedded in the floor kind of chest.
Was it magic? I can't remember.
I don't think you checked. Or, you know, you had detect magic on, didn't you?
Yeah, I had detect magic. Yeah.
It's not magic.
Okay.
I could just, like, bash it open.
Yeah, go for it.
I'll use, I don't know.
A rock?
I'll use.
Oh, wait. Is it a lock?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You want a potion?
Yeah.
Sure. Always.
Squirt it in there.
So he just hands her potion of knock.
So Jessie is okay with potions?
Jessie's okay with potions because her wife works for Bartels.
Okay. But like even, okay.
Yeah. I mean.
Interesting.
That is not a thing that her wife told her not to touch.
Yeah. Okay.
She's totally fine with potion.
It's a perfectly good chest. Let's not ruin it.
Well, we can't take it out of here. It's like giant, man. Okay. I'll use the potion of knock. Just like splash it in there.
It just pops open.
What's in it?
800 GP, 7 gems, and... Forgot these were in here. A weird metal rod with magic runes on it, and a big ass shield with a big metal shield that has an elaborate design that, because Jessie is incredibly cautious of these things, also seems of a quality that could be magic. You would need to check for sure, but
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll gesture to the metal rod so that Grix can take that out and.
Yeah, somebody else should get the shield. I'm getting I'll
ask if someone else wants to take the shield. Maybe Frymeath could take the shield if he's, you know, cool with that. Yeah. I don't know.
Frymeath, perfectly willing to carry a shield.
We also have that that big ass sword from the room with We have that big ass sword from the room with the ice centipede. Maybe we can give that to Frymeath. I don't know.
Sure.
Okay. Frymeath is also going to grab. There were a couple of composite longbows on that weapon rack that the spear was on. So he grabs one of those.
Oh yeah, that's going to be good shit.
Would Green Day Vons or Green Day Crix want to try to use one of those?
Probably not, because like longbows are big.
Yeah,
I'm real short and not that strong.
Yeah.
I think I would go for something pokey.
Okay, and then Vons.
How big is the sword? Or the, not the sword, the bow. I'm sorry.
I mean, a composite longbow is pretty big.
It's pretty tall, but you are also barely tall enough to wield it.
I mean,
practice a lot.
Yeah.
Fortunately, Jessie is expert at that, so she could help you.
Sure. I mean, when in Rome, shoot arrows at things.
Oh, where's Rome? That sounds like a fucking awesome place.
Shooting arrows all the time.
shooting arrows all the time.
Like, lately, it's just a place where people like to party, but I guess back in the day, people like to party there, too.
Oh, that's like the Warrens.
Yeah. Sure.
It was once the capital of one of the larger ancient empires on our world.
Oh, that's not like the Warrens.
Well, the Warrens is exactly like the Subura neighborhood in which Caesar lived, actually. The working class red light district.
I love you so much.
Yeah, that was cool. I'm going to say you're reminding me of a thing I read. Hooray. But yeah.
You're also reminding me of that OOXX RPG that Whit made.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, also, just because I'm looking at these notes, as part of stuffing your pockets, you do find a couple more treasure chests, but they are open to have cold coins and gems dramatically spill out of them. So,
can you tell me once again how many the gold and jewels that were in that chest? That
seven gems, 800 gold.
Yes.
Are you writing that down?
Yes. And how much,
how many gold total, can we take?
How much gold can we total take?
I'm going to roll that up separately.
Okay, great. Yeah. And so and gems and all of that stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Good. I'm going to assume it's a mix of gold and gems and just give you a total.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Then we got to go liquidate it.
Yeah. Then we have
ruin an economy somewhere.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be our arc's economy.
Nah, we got to spread it out a bit.
I don't know that people on the ground care about money, though.
Yeah. Everyone cares about gold.
And yeah, we could always use it to take over Biartel's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could just go back and buy Biartel's.
All right.
That's where this is
going. As long
as
Kindness can still have a job, I'm sure. Cool.
She can run it.
And then they'll have to listen to us.
Yeah. Anyway.
I just think you have like a really weird idea about like the corporate structure over there, man.
All right. Well, shall we back to the ship now?
Or
tomorrow
yes,
morning?
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time passes.
Woo!
It's the next day.
Woo!
Anyone who's injured get 2 health back.
Awesome.
Back to full.
I'm back to only...
Wealthy, give yourself 3.
Oh, I'm 15.
Out of?
Out of 21.
Aha. Whoa, I have more hit points than you now?
Yep.
Wow.
I remain at roughly 2/3 of my total.
All right.
This is not a problem, because I still have, like, 43 hit points.
I also have potions that I can use, I can use on people. I guess I could go ahead and pop one of those. Why not? Who's worst off? Wealthy?
Probably. No, actually, I'm only 6 down.
Okay. So Jesse?
Jesse, Gex, and Frymeath are probably.
Okay. I haven't done Jesse yet. Jesse, take 8.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Suppose Vons may as well take a potion as... Or
did Vons get to do did Alchemist Vons get to do any of his brewing yesterday
during our day off?
I suppose he would have had that opportunity, huh?
Yeah, but you're running low on supplies. And you can't buy them here, so
yeah, you already burned through the witch's hut.
Yeah,
if you want to go searching, you can try to do that and try to make some stuff, or if you have any more ingredients from monsters left over, you can use those.
I imagine most of his ingredients are back on the arcs in jars.
Maybe just things that you picked up since we've been down here.
Yeah, and that hasn't been
a
hilarious amount. Actually, he does have some left over, looks like. I don't know how much of that. Subnautical vittles I have written down here.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you get stuff from under the water when we went down?
Yeah. And then the last time I spent ingredients, it was 12, and I got 15 from the goo monster. So I should have 9 left over. I don't think this fire elemental ash is here, is it?
Yeah,
I think
it is.
You already used that.
Yeah, unless you burned through it, but.
Well, so I got 8 from that, 15 from the goo monster, 6 from the subnautical stuff, and I've spent 12. So I should actually have a substantial amount.
Okay, you can make that level's worth of potions. So, you know.
If I did the math off of what you just said right, I think you have 17.
Hmm.
But I may not have.
Yeah, so you can make a lot. Divide among levels as you see fit. Standard level 1 cost 1, level 2 cost 2.
Okay.
So Vons makes potions.
Yeah, Vons will make some potions. Honestly, running out of steam to figure out.
Yeah, you don't have to figure it out right now.
Okay.
Yeah. You make potions. It's great. Yeah. We head back to the ship.
Grix, you finished learning comprehend languages.
Woohoo!
Oh, we got to stop by and see Shad before we get back to the arcs.
No, we're going to the ship. We're going to the ship now.
Going to the
go
ship.
To Harper's Fleet.
Oh, that ship.
Because we're trying to go to Aea.
Yeah, excuse me. We're with Harper's Fleet. We're trying to go to Aea.
Yeah. All right. Let's head back to the ship.
Do you know how hard it is to not say Harper's Ferry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fair. All right. All player characters, roll a d10 for me.
10.
3.
3.
8.
I'm going to ping a parrot with my ring if the opportunity presents itself.
Okay.
But you're doing something right now.
All right. So you guys make it to... You're basically making your way around the tip of the scar that the crashing arcs cut out.
Right, yes.
And then I need three more d10 rolls.
Another 3.
Yeah.
Another 3.
6.
Fucking weird.
Okay. Cool. And then as part of going on the way back, you find the spot where the parrots were. Grix, make a wisdom check to try to locate them. They aren't in exactly the same spot they were, but they may well be nearby.
16.
You hear some, but you've never managed to catch sight of them.
Okay.
And
if I see any living thing that is not corrupted, I'm going to try using it on it.
You see a small rodent climbing a tree.
I ping the small rodent with the ring.
The small rodent panics as it is suddenly floating in the air.
Oh, can I move it?
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm not going to say anything to anyone. I'm just going to carry this small rodent around with me for a little while until it stops.
Oh, sure. Like you do.
Yeah. I'm going to see if anyone notices.
Can I do a wisdom check?
Everyone do a wisdom check, please.
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Oh.
2 nat 20s?
Yes.
2 nat 20s.
My 17 seems paltry now. Plus whatever numbers. There's numbers that you add to it.
And then Wit and Adam, roll for the Green Day versions of your characters.
Oh, shit. I don't know where his character is.
Oh, yeah, no, I got nothing. I'm not noticing that. There's too much going on.
Oh, and yeah, mine rolled a 2 on that. So
yeah, Prime, you think X also failed. So I think a lot of people are just overwhelmed right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Legit. Did Gex never go back to being invisible?
Nope. Seems to be visible.
Okay.
I assume that we see what Grix is doing.
Yes. There is
Hey, man, what the fuck are you doing?
Squirrel-ish thing.
All right. Well, this isn't going to work well because they can see me and they just rolled natural 20s. But I'm going to use the my ventriloquism skill as a illusionist, part of our illusionist box of tricks, to pretend like the rat's talking. Squirrel rat.
Hi, how are you?
Is he a very good ventriloquist?
Well, I mean, like, it's a natural skill for illusionists. So
it's just a charisma check, I think.
Yeah, make a charisma check.
Ooh, 19 on the die, so pretty good.
That sounds exactly.
I'm pretty good. You can tell I'm doing it because you already saw me.
Yeah,
but
that's a you know,
that's just weird, man.
That's weird, man. But like, I guess, you know,
we've
all been real stressed out, and it's
hobby. Getting a little silly. It's fine.
I'm talking. I'm talking to a goo monster in my head, and I'm they're having a conversation with us with a talking spear. So I got no room to talk.
Grix,
yeah.
As you're doing your ventriloquism, you're also kind of listening to the not quite a squirrel's, you know, the various cries
frantic
that it's making, and you listen and suddenly
I'm not
going
to torture it.
And suddenly you hear, oh, God, oh, fuck, oh, God, oh, fuck, oh, God. What's happening?
What?
Why can't I understand you?
I don't, what?
Grix, make an intelligence check.
Intelligence? 20. Yep.
That amulet makes you feel all tingly inside, by which I mean you notice that it's doing something.
Oh, is it talk to animals?
That seems reasonable, yeah.
Hey, rat, are you can hear me?
Yeah. Are you why I'm playing?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm doing that. I'm going to let you go now.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye. Sorry. Well, I just learned a lot, guys.
Yeah, I'm really tired of everyone learning so many things.
Yeah.
I'm not really learning very much, but I understand everyone else is learning a lot, and it's that's overwhelming for me.
I can't really imagine
what's going on with you guys.
Oh. I understand. Let's get you back to the ship. And
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You guys head back to the ship.
Yeah.
You're hiking up that sandy beach.
Uh-huh.
You see the ship pretty far off. Certainly looking better than it was.
Great.
I think it's not quite done yet based on the timeline established.
No, I don't think so.
You've been gone several extra days, but...
Yeah.
And
I think it was like a week, though.
Yeah. And I think they're going to take two to repair it. But
2 weeks. Okay.
But Harper hikes up the beach.
Mm-hmm.
When she sees you and...
Oh, hey, we ran into some of ourselves.
Yeah, it's okay. They're cool. This is an alternate world situation, not a doppelganger situation, I promise.
I was going to ask if it was a doppelganger situation,
no.
But both selves are still alive, which usually doesn't happen for too long.
No, they usually keep fighting.
You all look like shit. What happened?
Oh, so much.
Oh, like a lot. And then we explained to her everything that happened.
I don't know about everything. That might be too much.
I mean, like, Jesse for her sanity. Gives like a broad overview of everything that happened.
And Jesse's understanding of large portions of it may be...
skewed? Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Fair enough.
And sorry, Kelly, what did you say?
I said the pod people situation would be science fiction, not fantasy.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an adventure, to be certain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of too much, but
we need to go rest now.
Yeah.
By all means. And
yes,
head on in.
Hey, do you all like gold?
Always.
Okay.
Oh, just checking. There's like did mark that the rest of that.
Yeah, before. No. But I thought, because you're carrying us around and I thought it might be nice to give you all a little something because we found a bunch of crap out there. And so I give her a small share of the gold.
Yeah, you grab like a small sack's worth of gold for
her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever maybe was like, carrying it on the way back complained the entire time, even as you traded off, because Jesus, that'd be so heavy.
Oh, well, I'm sure we split it up.
Yeah.
Like each filled our pockets. So I give her just a portion. Yeah. I give them some gold that is probably a significant amount, but not a dent in our quashy.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Just
for
to
that.
Like, show our goodwill and that we're not just fucking around while you all are repairing the ships.
I appreciate it. We don't do a lot of trade and most of it's barter, but this is always useful when you get someone who still cares about gold.
Yeah.
It happens more often than you would think.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's good that we took a bunch of it then.
Well, I mean, even demons like gold.
Do you consider that a point in gold's favor?
Jesse gives you a look like, are we talking about that with the nice lady?
I ignore Jesse's look.
Oh, did you find demons?
No. I mean, they're always around.
Well, we found the, djinn guy. Or, the ifrit guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Ooh, ifrit are nasty.
He wasn't very good. I mean, he kind of fooled us a little bit for a while, but I think we're okay now. I'm pretty sure he's not coming back, because he didn't in the time that we, were waiting.
Well, that's good.
All right, we're going to go... So. We're gonna go rest now because we've gone through a lot and some of us have bled a lot and
by all means
iron deficiency not good.
Yeah, you guys.
We're just gonna camp out until it's ready. I think.
All right.
Maybe Vons can teach some people how to gather how to gather magic. Yeah, forage for magical supplies and
Grix can use mending and also do any other. Mechanical repairs too.
Cool. Vons, do you want to teach people?
Yeah.
Make a charisma check.
And that's where it all fell apart. Oh, I rolled a nat 20, actually.
Huh.
You do. You fucking are great.
An unexpectedly amazing teacher at this.
The Vons School of Eating Stuff Outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat this, not that, but it's for, everything.
Yeah.
All right. So you go and you teach folks how to do it. And when they have downtime, lot of them go and harvest stuff. I'm going to say that given what they bring you over the course of a week, you can prepare 2 days worth of potions.
Oh, that's such great news.
So you don't have to do that right now. You can restock between sessions.
Woo.
Also, a couple of you realize that a certain very loud person has left, apparently, or at least they aren't here.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised. When is Squirrello coming back? Did he say or no? And like, did he leave on his... Squirrello is a he?
Is he?
Ian?
I think we settled on Squirrello mostly using he.
Okay.
Like, my any bad. Pronouns acceptable, but okay. I think Squirrello okay. maybe started as a they, and then...
Okay. Thrifted. Shield is definitely... Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
Shield is definitely they.
Yeah. Okay, I thought... Never mind, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. My bad. Carry on.
Harper's thanks. And, well, he said something like, look for me, the great Squirrello, in a time of need, and I will appear. So your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, that sounds like him. He seemed like he was gonna fuck off pretty quick.
We managed to keep him entertained for a few days. It did speed up repairs.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
But, yes. All right. So, you lack a Squirrello, but you all rest up. And a week later, the ship is ready to go.
Hooray!
And you can go back out on the ocean and head on towards Aeya.
Hooray!
With 3 parallel universe characters and more voices in your heads than you can shake a stick at.
Hooray! We solved your island puzzle.
Exactly the way you thought we would.
There definitely weren't dozens more hexes.
This is what you were planning all along.
I'm kind of crushed that we haven't didn't go check out where the village people went.
Their careers are in the toilet.
I knew somebody would say something as soon as I said it.
Well, that reminds me. I assume you guys left Featherwall friend in the village, right?
Oh, I think I would have
carried off the Hearthstone.
Well, I think I would have like tried to get an indication of if it wanted to come with us.
You had comprehend languages available the last day you were there, so you could.
Oh, I did.
Cast it now.
That's true.
Yeah,
yeah, I did that. I did that.
Okay, make it.
Also, he was wearing the pendant.
I was wearing the pendant, so that would have gone off if I was like.
Depending
hey,
on
hey,
if
you
it
wanna...
is considered an animal.
Yeah. So, putting a lot out there for you, Ian, but I would have definitely tried to see if it wanted to come.
Make a charisma check.
Because being stuck in that house seems like a bad long-term plan.
Yeah.
Because, like, it can't carry its own Hearthstone around to...
Yeah, to explore.
Right. Charisma check... 19?
Yeah. It will come with you.
Sweet.
It asks that you bring... Or it indicates that you should bring maybe a couple of Hearthstones in case you, lose one.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, we'll split up the heart. If we split a Hearthstone, will that, like...
That seems...
It makes risky. Alarm noises when you bring it up, and it would be easier to just chip out, 3 or 4 more, and then you have lots of backups. Yeah. You can spread between people and so on.
Yeah. We could possibly install one on the ship, ship, and then make the ship part of the...
Oh, that'd be cool. I think we should definitely do that.
I'll talk to Harper about that.
Legit, I think we should do that.
Yeah, Harper's into it, and that ship is fucking clean. But ship is clean by the time you guys leave. Like,
nice.
Some of the decks have been... Well, you probably don't polish a deck. That seems like a bad idea, but...
No, it's great, because then you can just, like, slide all the way down the deck.
I think you're just supposed to swab them.
Some oiling and refinishing was done.
It's probably nice. There's probably some linseed oil or something covering them.
Yeah, which Frymuth also borrows some, so he can clean his gun, which has been in salt water, and it's not great for it.
He has a gun?
Yeah, he never lost it.
Oh my god. Next time Jesse definitely wants to talk to him all about the gun.
Yeah, it's this weird mechanical thing.
Oh, but... Grix would want to know about the gun.
Because he could make like an illusionary gun.
I mean, I could definitely do that. That's true. I could also, as an engineer, make a gun.
You could make a gun.
Ian, we've ruined your world.
I was going to say, Brian,
we broke
the
opportunity
to ruin the setting, just throws it into the ocean 3 days later.
You're just lucky no one brought a cell phone with him.
Here you go.
You might have brought your cell phone, although it would have gotten dunked in a lake, so.
Also, like, I'm not sure your there's no towers, so, yeah.
So there was a D&D campaign way back called Expedition to Barrier Peaks, And it was about a crashed spaceship from, I believe, technically it was just like a full port over of Traveler, mashup of Traveler and D&D. So your D&D characters, like, it was just rumored that there was this like weird artifact up in the mountains. And then when you got up there, you find out, oh God, it's the spaceship. And now your D&D characters have laser guns and a shuttle and power armor. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Assuming they don't get cuts or ribbons by the dungeon, but yeah.
Right.
But yeah. Okay. So you guys are all set to head on to AEA next time.
Woo. Yay.
Yay.
Primary attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've just heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions and comments and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thank you very much, Aaron. It was a pleasure. Thanks for listening. We hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns. And, Grek, I'm going to start over because I think I said Gex.
You said Grek.
Did I? All right. Great.
Man, this episode's going to be great.
Yeah. What's my name? Who am I? Where am I?
What's happening?
I'm sorry. I'm watching Black Sails. And yesterday it went gay.
Yay!
I had already figured out that Hamilton was gay, but my mom and I were both shocked when it turned out that Flint was his lover too, and I was like, ah!
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that episode, the canon were very, very effective.
Yes.
Yes.
Fuck yes, we're done with the island.
Right?